go.
We are a contemporary service, so once a month we do a contemporary service, and someone approached me and said, you know, there's some faces up here we really don't know. So we want to introduce our praise team to you this morning. On the far left on the guitar is Mr. David Brown. On the electric guitar, yes, give him a round of applause using his gifts for the glory of God. On the guitar, Mr. Greg Bryant, and on the keyboard as well. And our two praise singers this morning, Denise and Malachi Christ. So that is our contemporary worship praise team. There are some other members that we're looking for. So if you play the drums, you play the whatever instrument you play, we'd love to hear from you to be a part of this ever-growing team. And we pray this morning you can just feel the presence of the Spirit moving. Tomorrow night, we want to encourage everyone in the fellowship hall. We'll be having our every member council meeting that begins at 7:30 p.m. You want to hear what's happening at Little Sotara, update to the budget and all the things that are going on here, just be here at 7:30, and we'd love to see you for that time of just encouragement and uplifting as we hear about the church and the business that's happening. On the 11th, Tuesday, we would encourage you, if you were to the tractor show, not only tractor show, but we also had some motorcycles here. We had some cars as well and trucks, and that's going to be a meeting for that tractor show on 7 p.m. on the 11th. And then Thursday night, the cafe, we're having our feeding trough. It's a Bible study through the New Testament. Volleyball has ended. We want to give a shout out to the Little Sotara team taking third place over the weekend. So great job to the volleyball team, and we look forward to next year, and maybe we'll take first next year. But what a great way to end the season with a third place. And so Thursday nights are now available for more to attend the Bible study at the cafe, and that starts at 6 o'clock. We do want to encourage this Saturday, young families, we're going to be at Carl and Jean Myers. Their address is 351 Gall Road, Sinking Springs. So it's in the directory, but just wanted to verbally announce that as well. We'll be having a pool party. It says 6 o'clock, but I think Carl and Jean are welcome to have you come earlier if you would like. So pool party, picnic, and just a wonderful time with our young families here at Little Sotara. Next week, we want to encourage you to participate in our anointing service. We'll be having anointing in both services, and just encourage you to come and take a step of faith and just allow the Lord to anoint you in whatever you may be dealing with in your life at this present time. We do have one further announcement. Mr. Todd Redman will be coming forward to present that.
Good morning. Leadership team would like you to be aware of some changes happening later this month. On Sunday, August 23rd, that is two Sundays from now, we will need to use the front, the east, and the kitchen doors only to enter and exit the church. The floors in the kitchen hall, fellowship hall, downstairs foyer, the ramp, the hall by the classrooms, and the oak room are being waxed on Friday and Saturday. Almost everything downstairs is going to be wet. The person doing this will told us to please stay off the floors for 24 hours, meaning junior high, senior high, and adult Sunday school will be upstairs here in the sanctuary with a hymn sing and devotion. The grade school kids will have class outside or in the pavilion if it's raining. We will not be able to use the elevator that day, so there will be extra helpers on hand to help push anyone up the ramp in the front. And if you, those who cannot walk far, if needed, you may park in the grass along the driveway. Also, if you use the kitchen steps to come into the church, there will be chairs in the choir room, an extra office over here for sitting down while waiting for the 8:30 service to be over. Anyone willing to help remove tables, chairs, and anything else that's on the floor in these areas, please contact Bob or Wendy Lingle for times and days. Most of the work will be done on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday prior to waxing. The week after the 23rd, we will also need help setting everything back to normal. Thank you for your understanding, as this church is a very busy place with many activities to schedule work around.
Thank you, Todd. We invite you to rise and join in worship this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we consider just how amazing he is this morning. Father, we ask you to meet us exactly where we are here in this moment. We pray, Lord, that we would recognize the abundant blessings that you pour into our lives. But Lord, we know we struggle. We know we go through difficult times. And so we come and bless your holy name and ask that you would be glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hear our worship. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a moving dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name.
The Lord is worthy to be praised this morning. Let's give him a hand of applause and offering to him this morning, welcoming his presence here, thanking him for the wonderful blessings he bestows upon us. You'll be able to look into your bulletin this morning and see many, many prayer concerns that we have. One that we'd like to highlight that is not on your bulletin is Harold Myers. His surgery went 11 hours on Thursday, so we're asking for your prayers for Harold as he recovers, and just pray that you would allow him to feel God's presence as you pray for him throughout this week. There's many other prayer concerns that you can turn to your bulletin and find, but we want to invite you. A microphone will be coming along to share in any joys or concerns that you may have this morning with the body of Christ.
Hello? Yeah, okay. I like prayer for all those out there who have lost children and friends and to this bad drugs that's going on. There's so many I heard of in the last 2 weeks. I pray for those that are doing drugs also.
Would you please remember Lucy Brubaker? She had surgery this week for ovarian cancer, and she's in recovery, but she's waiting for test results. So continue to pray for her as those test results come back.
My daughter asked me to pass along a prayer request. A friend of hers, her daughter named Susanna, has been 8 years old, has just been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor, and the prognosis isn't very good, but we here at Little Swatara know the power of prayer. Amen. And this little girl lives in Ohio, but my daughter felt that this was something that needed to be lifted up in prayer by the wonderful Little Swatara congregation. So the name is Susanna. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. The power of prayer is effective indeed.
I have a great joy. About 2 weeks ago, the youth here at the church did a fundraiser at Rob's Twin Kiss. I got the check today. Thank you to everyone that came out. $408.
Wow.
That is just fantastic. Thank you so much for your support.
Wow, wonderful.
I have a prayer concern to lift up. This week, recently, we transferred at the hospital where I'm working a premature little boy with SCID. It's a very rare disease. It's bubble boy disease, if you've ever seen the movie. He has absolutely no immune system whatsoever. And we had to transfer him to Hershey this week, but it's really difficult for the parents and the family members, and I just like to lift them up. Unfortunately, I can't give a name because of HIPAA safety, but I think God will know who we're talking about.
Thank you. Others this morning. It's always such a joy to be able to come together in prayer, to be able to lift up our concerns and our joys, and what a week many of us have had. We'll allow Mark to share as well. Thank you, Mark.
I just wanted to share, we've been praying for the family of Thomas Pritchard, who was a friend and of our family, and there is a memorial service for him tomorrow, so we would like to continue to keep his family in our prayers.
Thank you, yes. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for this incredible opportunity to be able to gather here as a body of believers and to lift up our prayer concerns to you. Father, we know that as we lift up our concerns, we lift up our joys, that you are a God that hears them. And Father, we know that your answers aren't exactly what we may be looking for, but your answers are always perfect. And Father, we want to be in your will this morning, to go according to your plans for our lives. And Father, we just think of Harold this morning, who is going through surgery, a very extensive surgery, and is recovering right now at Hershey Medical Center. And we're just praying your healing touch upon him, Lord. We know that you are the master physician, and your healing touch, when it goes out, brings wholeness to individuals. And Father, we think of Suzanne, and we think of the premature boy, and we think of the needs that they have right now. You know exactly, Lord, what they are, and we're just praying that your touch would be upon them, that you would bring your healing in Jesus' name, that your power would go out, and you would allow those small children to be healed. And we thank you, Lord, ahead of time for what you're going to do there. We think of families that have lost loved ones, families that have members that are in the midst of addictions, and we know how much of a stronghold that can be. And in Jesus' name, we're just praying against those addictions, Lord, that you would just allow them to see the hope and the love that they have in your son Jesus, that they would be able to break free. And we pray for those that have lost loved ones, the Tom Pritchard family. We're lifting them up in a very special way this morning and asking your comfort to be upon them, your peace to be with them, Lord, as they go through this difficult time of Tom's loss. And those in our little Little Swatara congregation that's impacted as well. We just pray your peace to be in their lives, Lord. And Father, we think of Lucy Brubaker, who's awaiting test results. And we pray, Lord, that those test results would just bring a sense of knowing what's next and being able to cope and to deal with that outcome based on your leading in her life. And we just thank you for Lucy and her life and pray your abundant blessings upon her. Lord, you know the concerns that are on our hearts, and during these next few moments of silent prayer, we just come to you and we share those things that are near and dear to us, and we celebrate joys with you as well this morning. But most importantly, Lord, we come to you in confession and just ask for forgiveness, those things that we have done wrong this week. Father, we know you are in our midst. There's nowhere we can turn that you are not there with us. And if we're experiencing any type of loneliness this week, any type of feeling isolated this week, Lord, may we know that you are here. You are with us. You go before us. You go behind us. You go beside us. And Father, we thank you that you are a God that is also all-knowing, that even if we don't pray the concerns of our hearts, you know those, Lord. And we just sit here today and we just bask in your forgiveness, knowing that your Son went to the cross. He paid the ultimate price, Lord, that we might be free. But Father, we don't sit here without reflecting on that, without remembering, without knowing that is the reason for our salvation, that we can accept Jesus into our lives, that we can make him Lord of our lives, and we can follow in his path, bearing fruit. So, Lord, this morning we turn to you and we just ask for prayer for those that are on our bulletin, the Nigerian brothers and sisters in particular, Lord. We know that they don't have any clue when the next strike will happen. But we pray especially for the Boko Haram, Lord, that they would see your love, that they would turn their hearts towards you, that you would enter into their lives and show them the evil they're doing and allow them to see the love and peace that you offer. And may their lives be transformed. But Lord, be near our Nigerian brothers and sisters and just let them know your love. Let them know your presence in their lives. Guide and direct them. Reunite families that have been separated, Lord. And we think of Lloyd and Pete and Mike and John and Jen and Denise and Anna Mary and Catherine and Carl and Roberta and Gerhardt. And we lift those names up to you, name by name, asking you to just enter into their lives, and many other requests that were shared privately this morning, Lord, you know each one. May you just take our hearts and mold them into your likeness. May you take our bodies and renew them and restore them. But Father, in that suffering, may we know that you are near. In the unknown, may we know that you can be our guide. Help us, Lord, to turn to you during our issues of this life. But help us to rejoice in those things that you continually bless us with. Open our eyes, allow our ears to hear of the goodness that you offer. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand for one of the most powerful songs that I've ever heard, known as Mighty to Save. Please rise.
Monitor, please.
Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
There was one particular word in that song that continually came. Giving ourselves up, we're saying to God that here we are, we no longer want to be in control of our lives, but we surrender to your plan for us. And I know surrender is a difficult thing for many of us. But even now in this moment, as we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, may we surrender to the Lord. Not only is He mighty to save, but He is mighty to provide for our needs. And we can rest in assurance this morning that God will meet every need. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, again, thank you for this opportunity to worship you, to be able to say to you that you are our God, and we surrender. We give up our right to be in control, and we ask that you would be Lord over our lives. And we pray especially this morning as we consider our offering that you would allow our entire being to be a part of that offering, not just monetarily, but giving of ourselves in a mighty way that we could be used, that we could be given the opportunity to share our faith with someone. So, Father, this morning we pray that you would be glorified, that you would be given all honor when it comes to the joy that overflows out of our heart as we give. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Till my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Might be able to speak it all, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. Only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Will in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able?
I'd invite the children to come forward for our this morning's children's moment. Good morning, good morning. You got to see the Fight and Phil's win last night. That was pretty cool. Yeah? Cool. Did you have a good weekend? Awesome weekend? Yeah? Lashane, what's up? How's it going? Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Hi guys, come on down. How are we doing this morning? I have a really strange question for you guys this morning. No, not Pastor Matt, he never has strange questions, but I'm gonna ask you a strange question. Is that okay? Do I have your permission to ask a strange question? Okay, 3/4 rules, majority, all right, excellent. So if you could be a seed, does everyone know what a seed is? You know what a seed is. If you could be any kind of seed, what kind of seed would you want to be? What type of seed would you want to be? I know for me, I would be a watermelon, because I just love watermelon, and those seeds, when you put them into the ground, the little plants, and they just blossom into this awesome, huge, round watermelon that's so yummy. What type of seed would you want to be?
A watermelon.
You want to be a watermelon seed too?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? The dangers of saying of seed ahead of time. What kind of seed would you want to be, Olivia?
Apple.
An apple seed. All right, there we go. What do you think? What type of seed? Apple. Do you like the yellow delicious or the red delicious?
Red.
The red? Do you have a type of seed you'd want to be? Any of you guys over here? Watermelon seed. Everyone loves watermelon. It is summertime after all. Yeah. So seeds need certain, let's say, conditions in order for them to fully bloom into what they're intended to bloom into. Which kind? Cantaloupe. No? Okay. Cantaloupe was my second choice. But a seed has to have certain conditions. What if we put a seed on a rock? On a pile of rocks, if we put a seed there, do you think it would grow?
No.
No, the seed wouldn't grow. It wouldn't be able to take root, would it? What if we put a seed on a path or like a road? Would a seed be able to take growth there?
No, not on the road. The cars would squish it.
Yeah, cars would squish it. Very good. Very good. That's true. And people would walk on them as well. Cars would squish them. What if we found this beautiful array of thorns and we put the seed amidst the thorns? Would the seed grow in the midst of the thorns and all those weeds? It would grow, but what would soon happen? Those weeds would choke them out, wouldn't they? The weeds would choke them out. So that seed's not going to grow. So what do we need in order for a seed to be able to grow into that beautiful watermelon that we so crave to eat right about now? What kind of condition do we need?
Dirt.
We need dirt. We need good dirt, don't we? Not just any dirt. We need dirt. We need deep, deep dirt. Soil, dirt. Yeah, very good. Right, you put the seed, so it needs to be able to go into the ground so that it can spread roots. And so this morning, that's what our message is going to be about, is the idea of being able to plant seeds on good soil. And good soil is the type of soil that Jesus desires for us, that we firmly grow in our understanding of what God teaches us. So I hope you guys are learning a lot about Jesus. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, thank you so much for these children. Thank you for their lives and just for the joy that they have. We pray that as they travel through this life, as their seed begins to grow, that they would just understand and know what your word says. And we pray for our teachers, we pray for our parents, our grandparents, everyone that they're in contact with that shares the message of Jesus with them, that they would be able to hear and be able to see the difference that Jesus makes. So bless them, bless their families, and just help them to have a wonderful week in you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for sharing your seeds, guys. Thank you. I were a seed, if you were a seed, where would you find me? Spread on a path in the burning sun where the birds all flock to eat and finally flee. Those on foot would pass on by, stomp, 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 and there I lie. Is this the life I thought would be? Then there I fall on a rocky place with not much soil and a shallow space. I'd spring up fast, but never last. The roots I need are never found. I'm not digging this type of ground. So there I am among the thorns. The weeds are gathered here. I'm feeling choked, but not so stoked, I fear. Can you see my look of scorn? Now this is more like it. Room to grow, roots that fit. This is the real deal. Look at me and how I've grown. I'm producing a crop many more times than were sown. Brothers and sisters, that has been the tale of a seed, according to Matthew 13. My prayer this morning is that we can look into our lives and we can see our need to hear the message about the kingdom, with our ears to be able to hear and our eyes to be able to see. With what we know that Jesus tells us we'll be given more and we shall have abundance. But keep in mind, as the parable goes, the evil one delights in our surface understanding. He delights in the gospel never fully entering our lives. You see, for the evil one, it's a breeze for him to snatch it away when we don't take the time to know the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I cannot stress the importance of daily devotion enough. It's crucial for us to be firmly rooted in the words of our Savior. There'll be other times in our lives when we may make an emotional decision to follow Christ. It's like that rocky ground. We're interested, we want to be rooted, but as we see the sacrifices that need to be made, we begin to shy away, and our faith fades out. It begins to decrease over time. There's a commitment to salvation, but it's not as real as it needs to get. The words we hear of this marvelous life in Jesus sound amazing, but as the going gets tough, as the saying goes, the tough get going. We turn now to those thorns that choke. They're like the strikes of happiness in the world we can't seem to let go of. That love of money, that love of material possessions. We try and we try to make it with Christ. Yet, the true forgiveness from repentance has not yet been made. These soils just described are all missing one thing. There's simply no fruit. Hence, no fruit, no true salvation. Not to say that all fruits are the same, but we must be fruitful nonetheless. You see, the enemy will do what it can to deceive the church, making it all the more difficult to discern the truth from lies. It leads me to a story about a little girl. Jolie took part in the first grade Sunday school program faithfully. She loved her teacher, Mrs. Smith. She told great Bible stories, and she would always end the story by saying, "And boys and girls, the moral of this story is." Little Jolie enjoyed learning about the morals of each Bible story. But then the day came, Jolie entered the second grade. She moved up to another Sunday school class taught by Mrs. Jones. She told Bible stories too, but she never ended them by giving the moral of the story. After a few weeks, Jolie's mom asked her, "How are you liking your new Sunday school teacher?" Jolie said, "Mrs. Jones is okay. The only problem is she doesn't have any morals." We're kicking off a sermon series the next few weeks on the parables of Jesus. And I'm glad his stories are full of morals. Jesus, we know, spoke in these parables or these stories so that people could understand. We learn that these people had not yet been given the full knowledge of the kingdom of God. And as Jesus illustrated, the good soil is where we long to be. It's someone who has an understanding of the Word of God. Not that we know all that there is to be said, but we've taken it to heart. We're applying it to our lives. We're making an effort to fully live devoted lives for Christ. We take our mission to go and love the world seriously. We find joy in sharing our stories about how God is moving in our midst. There's never a dull moment because we're constantly chasing after God. We crave that transformation in our lives and know that we are always learning more and more about the God we serve. But most importantly, those strikes of happiness, that cool glass of Coke, that nice car, that house, that's not where we find our joy. Our joy, we learn, is in our salvation. It reminds me of a teenage boy I knew when I was a youth pastor. He had made the decision to follow Christ during a retreat one weekend. The next week at school, his friends were questioning him about his experience. "Did you see a vision? Did you hear God speak?" The young boy told me later, he looked at his friends and he said, "No, there wasn't a vision. There wasn't a voice." And his friends kept prodding, kept hammering him. "Then how did you know that you were saved?" The boy told me he had a blank stare for a while as he searched for an answer. And finally, he said this to his friends. "It's like when we catch a fish. We can't see the fish. We can't hear the fish. We simply feel that tug on our line." That night, I felt God tugging on my heart. Now, each of us sitting here know the tug can be ever so gentle. At other times, we know that tug is overwhelming. Like that fish on our line, we may struggle to be caught up in Jesus. The water we're swimming in right now at this very moment is rather cozy. The temperature's just right. Things are going well. We're not super happy, but we're not super sad either. Our lives are fine, just the way they are. Why even change a thing? Then that moment comes and God tugs again. And that seed that fell on the path, or the rocky soil, or among the thorns and weeds, begins to know there's more to this life. There's a pounding in our heart that says this life is made for so much more. We start to see and hear that God is more than good. He is enough. He is all that we need. And we rest in that assurance that He is mighty to save. There's no fear in this kind of love that He offers. We begin to catch this fire in our souls, and others no longer are acquaintances, but they become part of the grand story of God and His people and redemption. Brothers and sisters, we were made for so much more. The blood in our veins flows stronger, and our hearts beat to a different beat. It's the life we were intended for. God has given it to us anew, and others need to hear our stories. We're reminded time and time again that this life is fragile, and our words and our actions, they actually influence how others view God. Church, what we must remember is we are a body of believers. We're all in this together. One cause, one difference we can make in the lives of those around us. The good soil is among us. The word must continue to go forth. It will not return void. The doors are wide open. The gift of salvation is available for one and all. The time is now. The time is now. Let those who have ears hear, and those who have eyes see. May we be blessed by doing so. I invite the praise team to come forward as we enter into a time of prayer. I would ask us in this time of prayer to begin to do a self-examination. Day by day, what we must encounter is Jesus in this life. And when we encounter Jesus, Jesus no longer wants us to remain the same. Jesus longs for us to have more, to be more in this world, that others might know him through us. So as we bow our heads this morning, as we begin to envision that soil that we're planted on right now, whether it be rocky, whether it be a path, or whether it be among the voices of the world, or the thorns or weeds, as the parable calls them, may we encourage ourselves through Christ to go through that open door where the good soil is available, that we can be firmly planted and more fully understand God's word. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you again for this opportunity to be here in this place. Lord Jesus, our ultimate goal is for you to be glorified. We know that our lives at times do not reflect your love, and we sit here asking for your forgiveness. But Lord, we know that you are setting a fire in this place. You're setting a blaze in our hearts, something new, something fresh that makes a desire within us to go forth to share our stories. For we know, Lord Jesus, it's in our stories where we see you at work the most. So Father, whether we sit here and we say that we're on good soil, may we truly be. But Lord, if we're sitting here this morning and we're feeling as though it's a bit rocky, that there's some thorns from this world that are trying to grab our attention, that there's a path that we've landed on and we need to go astray from it and return to you. Father, we're praying in this moment that you would hear our cry, that you would hear our heart and know, Lord, how to intervene, how to help us to go where you're calling us. So Father, take us, lead us, direct us, guide us, give us our heart's desire to know you more. Father, be glorified. Father, be glorified is what we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Please rise as we close in worship this morning.
Victory, whom shall I fear?
I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful.
Time is now. The good soil is waiting. We cannot leave this place without recognizing the tremendous amount of love, the tremendous amount of grace, the tremendous amount of forgiveness that God offers each and every single one of us. Don't leave this place without that understanding. For when we leave and we grasp hold of that, and we know the love that Jesus has for us, the forgiveness he has for us, we want that for others. So this day, may it be a new start in our lives, that we go forth sharing our stories and the difference that God has made. Amen and amen.